Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by FranVest International, Inc.
Welcome to Food Fight Radio, where we do all the research and waste all of our own time so you can have more of it. Yep, we're givers. It is Festivus season, and next week, Thanksgivica, and that just brings out the very best in us. In fact, this might be the only time of year when I'm actually charitable. I give away stuff to Goodwill, Toys for Tots, Ronald McDonald's House, and my new favorite, Heifer International.
Wait, what?
Heifer International.
Heifer International.
Have you heard of this?
Really? Is this the one where they...
No, they send out catalogs in the mail, and you notice them because it's a little booklet, it's a little magazine.
Yeah.
It says Heifer International. It's got a picture of a cow on the front.
Is this a dating site?
This is... No.
Okay,
but that's an excellent idea. Then, you know, people... You know what you're getting instead of when people go on sites and describe themselves as curvy, but they're actually not...
they have a curve?
They have a... It's circle. Round. Round is a curve.
I have a curve.
Round is a curve. It is a curved shape.
Okay? It's not curve-y. A curve.
I'm not lying when I say I'm curvy. No. No, you are.
You have curved. One curve.
Because then what do... Okay, what do people who are curvy but not overweight, what do they call themselves? You can't call yourself anything.
No, you can't.
No, because you just can't. Because there's athletic and then there's curvy. Hey, guess what? I'm neither.
Mm.
Right? I'm not huge and I'm not athletic. There's a word for me. Jerk. Might be. There's a lot of words.
Fifth Amendment right.
There's a lot of words for me. And don't listen to what anyone tells you. So Heifer International, what they do, and this is an awesome idea. I'm surprised I didn't think of it. Is that you donate money, they get an animal, they give that animal to an impoverished family overseas.
And that dramatically increases lifestyle, especially a heifer or a goat. If they have milk and can make cheese, they make a living. They make more money than
Not only that, they can find a neighbor with another cow, and then they can make baby cows, and then some of those cows they could actually eat.
Oh, they
probably won't because milk and cheese is, you know, it's more, you know, keeps on going.
Yeah, it's sustainable.
If you get rid of the factory, you're kind of screwed. But it's not just cows. And they give like sheep.
Yeah.
You know,
wool.
For wool,
and
right?
Again, milk.
And these aren't very expensive animals. This is, you can get a goat for like $120 or a piece of a goat for $10.
Mm.
A piece of a, it's a share. I guess they accumulate
it. I think it's a share of a goat, I
hope. Share of a goat and like a, I hope so. Because, you know, a leg, that's just going to feed you for a day.
Goat head.
Goat milk, I guess, supposed to be good. A cow is only $500.
That's nothing, actually, for a cow.
That is nothing. I was thinking of buying my own cow for different reasons, you know, to turn them into steak. But they're pretty cheap. Get them young, you know?
Yeah.
A camel. You can give a camel.
Nuh-uh.
$850, you can give a camel.
You know, I really want camel milk cheese now that you bring it up.
Oh, that's just weird.
Why is that weird?
One
goat
of those things
milks,
I've never
cow.
Really, I don't know, they just don't look very happy.
Well, they have a lot of water. Maybe it'd be really watery. Maybe that's why you can't make cheese of it. Because they have those fat
But they
humps.
Live in a desert. Wouldn't that evaporate all the water?
No, they have those humps. I don't know.
Camel hump cheese.
I'm going to look for camel cheese.
Water now. Buffalo, llama. You can give a llama. You can also give ducks, chickens, pigs. I mean,
and again, with
rabbits.
The ducks and chickens, you have eggs.
Yeah.
They can... create a lifestyle.
And then
themselves.
And then just like any other chicken in the world, when they stop laying, you chop off their head and roast them.
There we go.
See? That works out nicely. Honeybees. You can give people bees. You open
I
a box.
My neighbor bees.
You open a box and this swarm of bees flies out.
We have bees. This is great.
I'm assuming.
This is wonderful. Ow.
I am assuming they ship a hive, like a nice enclosed hive, and the bees can't escape. You know what, folks? This is how African killer bees got introduced to our country.
No, we crossbred to make more honey, and we screwed
up. No, we're trying to make a docile bee that made a lot of honey, and then what happened was they used the wrong traits, so we got a super mean bee that doesn't make any honey.
We got a territorial bee that
makes
less
honey. Our scientists really should have, I don't know, checked the math on that one, because that was...
You know, we've had zero
that
luck.
Was dumb.
Do you know, have you ever heard of a love bug?
What's a love
In
bug?
In Florida, they tried to make a bug that would either be food for mosquitoes, and the mosquitoes would die, or eat mosquitoes. They got loose... And all they do is link up when they breed, never unlink, and their blood is so acidic, whenever they hit your car, they melt the paint off.
Whoa.
And now they're free and nothing will eat them.
You tell me we made Geiger aliens?
We made.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And they're all over Florida. Like once a year they come out because they live, they're underground. Once a year they come
out. They just, they stick together.
And they're attracted to bright
it's
lights.
So cute.
So they'll hang out by your door frame.
They
and
mate
stuff.
For life.
And
oh, that's romantic.
And they'll melt paint off whatever they die on.
That's pretty neat. We should harvest that and use it for warfare. Right?
I don't.
It's acid for blood. Didn't you ever see Aliens? That's pretty cool stuff.
It's not that bad because I've squished one on me, but
well, eggs do the same thing. Egg yolks for blood. So you can buy an impoverished family an animal. And, you know, the Heifer Organization didn't contact us or pay us in any way to do this. I just like it because a lot of charities misuse funds, I think. And with these guys, how could you possibly? You can't send half a cow or you can't just send like a duck's beak. You know, they're serious about actually helping people, which I think is really nice. And I trust them. I wish somebody would buy me a duck.
I'll buy you a herd of ducks.
I would just cook it. I mean, that's all I want
to
do is
I'm going to Sonoma for Christmas. I'll capture a duck and bring
recently,
it back to you.
Marcus bought me the best present anyone could have possibly got me, a black silky chicken.
Oh, that's right. I was like, what did I get you?
So I didn't take your credit card and go buy myself like a bracelet or something.
No, I was thinking, I was like, what is
it? It's like he got me a frozen black silky chicken.
Yeah,
and we did a show on that. I've been looking for one. They're hard to find.
Yeah.
So if you do find one, buy it. Then figure out what to do with
it. It's frozen. Put it in your freezer until you know what to do with
it. I made this fantastic medicinal soup. I used wolf berries. I used weird roots, lotus roots, all kinds of freaky things. There was cinnamon in there. There was anise seeds, whole ones. And you boil it. You throw everything in there, you boil it. And then you let it cool a bit, and then you take all of the chicken parts, which has now they've now fallen apart.
Mm-hmm.
So you take all the chicken parts out that you can't eat, like the bones and the chunks of floating black skin
and the beak
that don't look very tasty. No, you have to take the head off before you make the soup.
Why?
Well, I don't know. That's what it said to do in the instructions.
Oh, okay.
Not the instructions that came with the chicken. I mean, no. I Googled a bunch of recipes, just like I did for our show on silky chickens.
Yeah.
Not ever having made this stuff before, I wanted to make sure that I had a wide selection of recipes to choose from. And then I sort of mocked up my own, which is, we're chefs. We do that.
Of course.
And then made this soup. Everyone in my family thought it was fantastic. The broth, of course, was outstanding because all of the stuff, the flavor from the chicken leaches out.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason you know is because you can't tell with regular chicken, but with a black chicken, you can totally tell because it goes in dark gray. By the time that chicken meat has been thoroughly cooked.
Yes.
The soup has color, but the meat doesn't.
Oh, that's neat.
The color comes right out of the chicken meat.
So that's all the minerals that the
silky
chicken has. It
gets
right
bleached.
Out.
It turns into regular-looking chicken.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's
What'd
really neat.
What'd you do with
that? I don't know. Why? Did you want it? Because
a little chicken skull with a beak, I think, would be really cool.
I don't know. That whole taxidermy process is a little freaky. I did look into that once, as you know, would assume.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't. The feet were neat, though.
Oh, I bet.
I mean, I chased my kids around the kitchen with them. You know, and they're like, get away. They were like little black, freaky little claws. Yeah. They look totally Halloween-y. So today on Food Fight, we're going to be rediscovering bologna.
Bologna.
We don't stand for any bologna on this show. I don't know when was the last time you had this stuff, but it's just as bad as we remember. Then after that, I'm going to tell you what you can do with that coconut. But now, it's Thanksgiving. Do you need more time?
Always. This time of year, I am so stressed out, shopping.
I'm not talking about that kind of time.
What?
I'm talking about time.
Oh,
time. I'm talking about T-H-Y-M-E.
Oh.
And I'm not even talking about the TikTok kind of time. I'm talking about the herb, the plant, time. It's very useful in food as food medicine, and cooking with it can be a little bit scary because too much time is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, you can also not have enough time. Story of your life, right?
Exactly.
I don't have enough time. We're going to give you more time. So there's a big difference in flavor when you use dried thyme as opposed to fresh thyme.
Yes.
Fresh is better tasting, less medicinal, and easier to use.
Exactly.
So get a little thyme plant and keep it on your kitchen windowsill. Thyme grows on trees.
Aww.
Bushes, that's really. That's cute. It's easy to not kill, which is good for me.
It's a weed. It's
definitely, it just grows like crazy.
That and mint, once you plant it, you'll regret it.
It's funny you say mint because thyme is in the mint family.
Oh.
It's a very close relative of mint. Which might also be why it goes so well with mint.
But
the mint plants, I've managed to kill just about every plant I've ever tried to grow. I can't grow tomatoes. I can't grow chives. I even had a cilantro plant that committed hairy carry right in my kitchen. But these things, I can keep them alive. No problem. With the fresh thyme, you can use them for all kinds of stuff. You yank off a couple of stalks, you tie them together, and you've now made a bouquet garni.
Yes.
Which looks like a little bouquet, mm-hmm. which is why it's called that. Bouquet Works garden. Great. You won't add too much thyme flavor in a way that will make it too sharp, and you're going to wind up taking the thyme out.
Mm-hmm.
Thyme out.
Thyme out.
Ha! Because you take it out. Some of the flavor gets steeped in there like a tea. You just tie some other stuff in there. You can put in some mint, some rosemary, some bay leaf. You can just tie things randomly together. It looks like you're like a really great chef.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to be even more fancy, you get the outside husk of a leek, and you wrap it around your bouquet garni. And it looks like a little vase, and you have the things coming out, and you're adding onion flavor to your food. That's what I do.
That's cool. I like that. You can put it in anything, any soup, sauce, clear broth for a base you might be doing. Shellfish stock goes with fish, chicken, lamb, pork, red meat. If you don't have any of that stuff, you want to use the dried stuff. And you got to use less.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot like of a things lot less. For you. Yeah, of course.
I mean, you're going to use like a teaspoon versus a tablespoon.
About
so it's
that.
Like a third.
Exactly a third.
Yeah. So use like a third. But you know what? In my opinion, sometimes it can be even worse. It can be even stronger, but even more potent. Sometimes you got to use even less than a third. Kind of depends because different dried herbs.
Well, that too. And if you're throwing your dried thyme in a liquid, you want to use less. If you're throwing in at meat, a third is fine.
So do yourself a favor.
If you're throwing in a liquid, it's going to seep.
Start with less.
And that medicinal flavor is going to just...
Yeah, just start with less. One of my favorite uses for fresh thyme, though, is to toss in some lemon zest, sprinkle it on my eggs. Really, really good. Grows great with lemon. Awesome stuff. It goes pretty good in just about any Italian recipe. And as medicine, because as you know, or as you may not know, the first medicines were plants, and a lot of those medicines that we now get in pills, still made from plants. In order to make those pills, they chop up the plants.
Yeah.
But insurance companies can't charge $1,000 for a little weed sprig. So it seems like those pills are all magical, but no, it's ground up bark and roots and leaves, just like 15,000 years ago.
Exactly.
Just now, it's in a little white pill with a label on it that says Tylenol.
If you have any sores in your body, thyme oil, upset stomach, thyme tea. It will really help you out.
It'll taste terrible, but it'll work great.
Yeah, yeah.
Also good for digestive problems, respiratory ailments, sore throat, and headaches. See, it's a food and lifestyle and health show. Tylenol. Tylenol's not made out of time, dude.
I know, but I'm trying to help people understand what time does for you.
We're giving people mnemonic devices.
Exactly.
Tylenol. Time is Tylenol.
Buy some dried thyme, make tea out of it, and you have Tylenol.
I think it's a stretch. When we come back, rediscovering bologna. You haven't had it in like 40 years, and I'm sure you've forgotten what it tastes like. Don't worry, it's still terrible. But we're going to do some detailed deli digging. Think jerky is the new bacon? That's a bunch of baloney. Food Fight Radio will be right back.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Hand-tossed with the freshest ingredients. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineinnight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
Do you want to save money on your electric bill? PowerSavingsToday.com has amazing small plug-in units you strategically place in your home. These amazing units automatically capture unused electricity and recycle it for your benefit. Amazing technology! Visit PowerSavingsToday.com to learn how you can immediately begin saving money by recycling unused electricity back into your home. PowerSavingsToday.com. That's PowerSavingsToday.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back, folks, to Food Fight Radio, and I'm your host, Claire Katz, and I'd like to introduce my co-host. He goes to a steak restaurant and orders the chicken. He folds his laundry and puts it away. He's not thirsty, and he has no friends. He doesn't always have free time, but when he does, he's the least interesting man in the world. Please welcome Chef Marcus.
Wait, that was about me? Oh, man!
Come on, I worked hard on that.
That was actually really funny. I was laughing, but trying not to laugh too loud because then people would be weirded out.
And now a word from our sponsor, Oscar Mayer Bologna. Hey, it was meat in a past life. And that's the word from our sponsor, Oscar Mayer Bologna.
Bologna has
bologna.
A best name. It's Y-U-C-K. Yuck.
Bologna.
Bologna.
Bologna. It hasn't been lunch meat for most people in a really long time. It's a sugar-coated curse word now.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Or,
that's bologna.
That's bologna.
That is bologna.
E.G. curse word.
I will not stand for any bologna. Bologna is the capital city of Italy, but Italians won't eat it.
No, they're smarter than that.
Our bologna is the perverted inbred offspring of the sausages that spawned it. The first bologna was a sausage made from several kinds of meat so as not to waste them, and aging things in the form of a sausage has always worked great in cultures where refrigeration is less common. And it makes the meat last a long time. You can hang it from your ceiling and then reach up and carve off a piece when you're feeling a little peckish. That's my kind of food. What we have now is not bologna. What we have now is a kind of a spongy, congealed mass of would-be meat, sliced thin, and it's invaded kids' lunchboxes everywhere ever since. When's the last time you had bologna?
I don't remember, but it's kind of like an inflated hot dog now. It's
really gross. Yeah, somebody hit it with an enlarge ray.
Yeah, they just threw some baking soda. Like,
and then sliced it thin and said, it's lunch.
Yeah, here you go, kids.
It's not lunch. It is possible to cook with this nostalgic piece of army ration and actually have it be tasty.
Hmm.
And if you do serve it, it can be very cool and retro.
Oh, that's right.
But there's a fine line.
Oh, of course.
You gotta know what you're doing.
Yes.
Or it'll make you look like a cheapskate for serving your guests bologna. But just hear me out on this. You'll be surprised. You can fry up some slices and stick them in the middle of a lasagna.
Oh, that's not so bad.
That's not so bad. You can grill it up and serve it topped with a fried egg, which is also round, and it looks nice.
And it looks a lot like the Hawaiian dish with the spam and the egg.
You mean the loco moco?
Loco moco.
Yeah, I like to make those with like a brown rice and a little bit of leftover gravy and whatever meat I have left over. You can use grilled bologna.
Grilled bologna
for this.
As opposed to spam.
Bologna takes on a different character when you cook it, when you grill it. It gets a little bit kind of crunchy and brown. On the outside, it does give it a far more pleasing texture.
Yeah, some of the funk definitely sweats out when you grill it.
The funk.
The funk.
That's, yeah, you're right. There really is no other way to describe the stuff that ekes out.
Like, what happens when you cook it? No, just funk. Just
no, it's just bleh. Stuff comes out. Just all the bad things that you don't want.
What happens is the proteins get a little tighter and just squeeze that.
Yeah,
that
just squeeze the weird out of that. If you're going to get, if you're going to get men to eat tiny hors d'oeuvres on game day, you can do it with bologna. You can roast some slices and brush them with a tangy marinade or a citrusy sauce. Stick them to toothpicks in them. Those are really tasty game day snacks.
Yes.
And, if you're going to get men to eat little hors d'oeuvres, it's best if it's made with unclassy and gauche ingredients.
That's what they want.
Because it's the only way you're going to get them to eat a tiny hors d'oeuvre, because they won't touch them.
Well, they want handfuls of food. They're watching a game. They don't have time to.
It's a little dainty,
little food.
Girly,
they
pretty
want to
thing.
The Big Mac, and then eat that food.
So here's what you've done. You've taken a log of man-made meat.
You don't know what.
And you've turned it into a very tasty little thing that you can now pick up without looking, without getting your hands dirty or slimy or gross or sticky, and you can shove it in your face. You can make lots of them. It's cheap, and men will actually eat them because it's made out of bologna.
Yeah. Now, here's a little trick. Again, I've had to cater for events that didn't have a lot of money but want to look like they did. So we cubed it up, and you'll just kind of braise it slightly in either a hot sauce or maybe a grape jelly. And call it Swedish, and people freak out over it. Swedish hors d'oeuvre.
Oh, that's actually a really good idea.
And then you throw a great jelly, a little spice in there, and people think it's fancy. No, it's bologna, grape jelly, and whatever hot sauce you can find on sale, and people go nuts for it.
Well, that is awesome. Now you're going to have to make that for me.
Yeah, that
sounds good. And I have another take on it here. You know how we reviewed Slater's 50-50, and they completely blew away their competition for the Food Fight Challenge for Best Burger?
Yes.
Because they have a 50-50 burger, and what it is half ground beef and half ground bacon.
Half cow, half pig, yes.
So what you want to do here is you want to make like a meatball or a meatloaf or a burger. You're going to take half ground beef and get yourself a grinder and use half ground bologna.
No one will know what your secret is, and
no,
they will freaking love it.
It will be so delicious.
Dude, they will plot. They love it.
It's got everything. Using some of my own slang against me. I see what you're doing. Folks, Marcus has had 17 too many Red Bulls this morning.
Ooh.
You should see him in the studio right
I'm
now.
Yeah, up.
I mean, his face is red. His hair is sticking up in some weird direction.
Yeah, they got a stupid haircut. So
and he's just really, really happy to be here, which you know is not normal. So what we've done is we've turned bologna into the new bacon.
Bologna.
Yeah. Call it bologna.
Bologna.
Oh, my goodness. Marcus is taking pictures of his freaked out face.
Yeah.
We're going to have to stick this on the website. This is Marcus on 27 Red Bulls. So you can make tea sandwiches using this stuff. Very classy little tea party sandwiches here. Using cucumber slices, watercress, and slices of grilled bologna. Cut them into little finger-sized sandwiches and eat them properly with a nice cup of tea.
Nice cup of tea.
Your pinky goes up. That's a whole...
Yep.
You need my really, really big cup.
Yeah, huge hand.
You see,
my little girl
Marcus's
plays tea
hands
party.
Are so balloony that if he
I have balloony fingers.
That if he picks up a normal size cup of tea, he will have no choice but to put three pinkies
That's
up.
That's actually what I do.
He's going to have to put all his fingers up because none of his fingers will fit through that little handle.
Yeah, my little girl has a tea party set, and I have to gently
and
pinch
like
the handle.
And it's like pinching the handle. All your fingers
tea,
are going up.
I try it.
But that's just far more proper, I think, you know, because then all of your fingers are up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just extra proper. That's extra British. You can roast some carrots or other root vegetables with diced chunks of bologna. It adds salt, great flavor, as well as adding complexity to a simple, boring side dish. You can also dice it up or grind it up and add it to your Thanksgiving stuffing. You can serve it on Russian black bread with a hunk of Swiss cheese and some seedy mustard. Tasty sandwich.
So, grilled chicken sandwich. If there's any chicken in your bologna, you chop it up, you grill it, you make a chicken salad with it. People won't know the difference and think you actually made a grilled chicken salad. I saw that on there.
You can also chop it up and add it to your tuna salad.
That's great.
That's another surf and turf.
Do you know what America's primary use for bologna is?
Bologna? Okay, I'm just going to what?
Transporting cocaine.
Awesome.
I looked up.
Wait,
why? They put a kilo of cocaine inside
Wouldn't
a loaf.
Wouldn't that attract the drug dogs?
A loaf of, no, because they're already smelling the meat. So the dog's going crazy. They can't judge that. There's already that meat smell.
All right. And okay, so what you want to do is attract. See, if there are any drug dealers or drug traffickers out there listening to the show, and I'm sure there are.
Of course.
You want to attract the dogs.
You want to give them
but
something
to naturally
attract
you. But make it obvious that, so I'll make it so it's bologna. Uh-huh. Cool.
Yeah, so they put a kilo of bologna inside, or a kilo of cocaine inside.
Because turkeys would be too easy because there's a hole in the middle of the turkey.
They're
so people,
anyways.
They could look.
They
could look.
Hand up there anyways.
But so in order to get high, you have to eat the bologna?
Well, no, you open up the bologna and it's wrapped cocaine inside.
Inside the bologna.
Inside the loaf of bologna.
Huh. Well, see, this is what happens, folks. You make a product.
Uh-huh.
The country loses interest in that product. Nobody wants your bologna anymore. And the only way you can make money now is to deal cocaine. You already have the bologna factory.
Yeah.
And you already have the machines that make the bologna.
Capitalism
so
at its best.
Now you're going to use that stuff. You don't have to get rid of it. You don't have to sell off your assets. You don't have to go bankrupt. All you got to do is stuff your unwanted product with cocaine.
Uh-huh.
And then... Ridiculous, isn't
you just,
it? You know this is a food show, right?
Remarket your product. Remarket your product.
How do you market cocaine?
No, you don't market it. You market it to cocaine dealers. Here's a smuggling tool.
Yeah, this
you
is what I have.
Smuggle anything inside? We have this gun-shaped bologna log. Just put your guns in here. We'll find.
See, I would eat the bologna by accident, get super high. That's what would happen to me. Coming up next, we'll tell you what you can do with that coconut. Plus, we'll be reviewing the local restaurant that makes the only lobster bisque besides my own that I've ever liked. Food Fight Radio will be right back.
When our kids started school,
I could see they needed an extra challenge. We tried the supplement at home, but we were exhausted and they were bored.
Then we discovered Renaissance Village Academy, located at 9988 Hybert Street in Scripps Ranch. RVA is a school for gifted, profoundly gifted, and or highly motivated students in kindergarten through eighth grade. The kids are so excited to go to school now, and they're definitely challenged.
Each week includes karate, drama, music, arts, education, gardening, and other valuable life skills.
So we're confident that they're being well prepared for success.
RVA is unlike any school you've ever seen. I'm so glad we found Renaissance Village Academy.
It's the school I wish I had gone to.
I know, right? Go to rva.us.com to find out more about how your child can rediscover the joy of learning. Renaissance Village Academy, personalized and
don't forget motivating.
Education for the gifted.
Go to rva.us.com.
Okay, gang, our dinner's here from Dine-In Tonight. Come on, let's go.
You know, I remember before there was Dine-In Tonight and people had to cook dinner for themselves.
What? Really? That's crazy. People don't have time for that.
Oh, Ma. Are you telling stories again?
I know, but back then, if you didn't cook for yourself, you had to have fast food.
That's so unhealthy.
And then all that changed when Dine-In Tonight opened. All you had to do was sign up online and they'd bring fresh, hot, gourmet dinners right to your front door every night and for only $10 a dinner. And you didn't even have to choose. Everything was all done for you and the food was always different and suddenly everyone's lives got so much easier.
Wow, Grandma. That must have been so awful to live like that.
Yes, my dears. Those were hard times. Those were hard times indeed.
Dine In Tonight. Ready to eat dinners delivered to your home or office. Start simplifying your life one meal at a time. Call 1-888-64-MEALS. That's 1-888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Charles Cole Jewelers delivers dreams, bringing the deepest wish glowingly to life. This is jewelry as unique and special as the dreams that create and desire. Charles Cole has an impressive history and extensive collection, including Hearts on Fire and gorgeous colored diamonds and gemstones. Charles Cole Jewelry will indulge even the most refined tastes. They invite you to visit their design showroom and production facility in Fashion Valley Mall and see for yourself how personal service and highest value are reasons why Charles Cole is San Diego's trusted advisor for all things jewelry. Ask them about their incredible risk-free custom work. Call Charles Cole Jewelers at 619-298-5655. That's 619-298-5655. Or online at charlescole.com. That's charlescole.com. Visit Charles Cole Jewelers in the Fashion Valley Mall for amazing jewelry that resonates, excites, and inspires. charlescole.com.
Welcome back, folks, to Food Fight Radio, and I'm your host, Claire Katz. Do you know that that right now, what season it is?
It's Thanksgiving season.
It's coconut season.
Is it coconut season?
It is coconut season. Amazing. It is October through December.
Oh, nice.
Of course, coconuts can grow year-round. They do pretty well all year in Florida, but since this is their peak season when they do the best, they are the tastiest.
I wonder why we don't have more coconut in our Thanksgiving meal set.
Well, that's interesting. But you know what? We're going to be talking about what you can do with that coconut.
Nice.
I'll tell you what you can do with that coconut. Is they right now, they're creamy, they're delicious, they're extra sweet. Firstly, go buy some coconut oil.
I love
people.
Coconut oil.
If you don't have coconut oil in your pantry, you are doing yourself and anyone that has to eat food that you cook a huge disservice. It comes solid at room temperature, which is very scary for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
They think it looks like lard. It looks like Crisco.
Yeah, but just over room temperature, it liquefies. In your body,
and fast.
It's liquid. Yeah.
So what you want to do is you want to toss some. You don't have to melt it.
No.
You scoop it out in solid form. It looks like you're scooping lard.
Yes.
It does. It smells pretty good.
Pie crust.
You know?
Wonderful with coconut oil.
Just throw it in there. Take some hot veggies, right?
Yeah.
Hot steamed veggies. Broccoli makes broccoli so tasty.
Oh.
Your kids will completely gobble the broccoli. They will leave none for you.
Uh-huh.
Because that's what happens in my house.
And
that's all they want. Do we have any broccoli? How stoked would you be if your kids walked up to you and said, "Do we have any broccoli?" Because I'm really in the mood for broccoli.
All the time we do it with craisins.
But it's so cute
oil.
When that happens because you just can't help grinning from ear to ear, and you're like, "I'm a good parent."
And also, broccoli needs to be eaten with a fat so you can absorb all of the vitamins out of it. Especially
that's true of anything.
Well, primarily broccoli, though, a lot of fat soluble vitamins in broccoli. So out of all the veggies, broccoli needs fat to be.
Don't most veggies need some fat?
Well,
just a little bit.
For flavor, they need some, but broccoli has more of a stockpile.
Dude, everything needs fat for flavor. Dude. So other stuff that you can do with coconut oil is you can use it to improve your diabetes. We may have mentioned that on our diabetes show. It actually possibly reverses Alzheimer's.
Really?
Coconut oil.
Coconut oil.
Yeah, eat a ton of it. If you feel like you're getting forgetful, but of course, if you're forgetting things, how could you possibly know, right?
Have someone else listen to the show
for
you.
Yeah, you gotta get someone else's opinion. You really need a second opinion on that one. Because am I forgetting things? I don't know because I can't remember. So have someone tell you if you're forgetting stuff. Get some ginkgo, get some ginseng, get some Chinese medicine, eat coconut oil. You can improve a lot of skin problems, acne, eczema. Keratosis pilaris, which is those little bumps, little chicken skin bumps people get on the back of their arms.
Or I get that.
No, that's razor burn, dude. I can see it all over your face.
No,
it's like women get them on sometimes their thighs and the back of their arms.
Yeah, yeah.
Little chicken skin bumps.
Mm-hmm.
Almost nothing gets rid of these things. You can smear a little coconut oil on you and it'll go away.
That's a secret ingredient also in magic shell. The magic shell that you pour on your ice cream that freezes when you pour on it, but it's liquid.
Oh, that's awesome.
Coconut oil. You melt chocolate and you cut it with coconut oil.
It's still bad for you.
It's still chocolate.
Yeah, but, it's full of sugar.
But that's the secret ingredient. So once you pour the warm coconut oil chocolate on your ice cream, it will freeze and harden. You've just made your own magic shell.
Cool. It'll also give you drug-free energy, Marcus,
ooh,
who's high on Red Bull right now.
Really?
Yeah, you should have eaten some coconut oil before you came in because you'd be less jittery. Look at you. You're all shaky.
Am I?
And weird.
Oh, wow, I am.
Yeah, it's a good thing we don't have like a drug test today. It gives you more endurance. It will kill weird blood-borne fungal infections in your body. You don't know they're there. You can't tell.
There's a lot of fungus in your bloodstream.
Yeah, like already. Yeah, and you know, it doesn't need to be there.
That and the kombucha we had last week and the coconut oil this week will help clean your blood.
That stuff was horrible.
Oh, I loved it.
Horrible.
Bought another one after work.
It was disgusting.
Oh,
I hated every drop
of
it. It was just bad.
I want to
all the way around. You see, we differ in our opinions a lot on this show. It also can improve your hair.
Oh, yes.
Coconut oil. And you just take a little bit.
Yes.
So the stuff that you eat, the same stuff that you eat, you kind of emulsify a little bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of rub it on your scalp.
Yes.
And it'll get rid of dry, itchy scalp. It will improve the hair.
Yeah, it'll make your hair thicker and stronger.
Thicker
it works
stronger
on my hair all the time.
And shinier.
That's what I use.
And kills lice.
Oh.
So
well, that's cool.
If your kid comes home from school with an itchy head.
You don't have to shave it.
You don't have to use weird medicines that'll get in their eyes and sting them like crazy. You can use coconut oil.
Nice.
Coconut
and also,
oil.
If your kid always wakes up with tangles in their hair, a little coconut oil before they go to bed will thicken their hair. And
then they get to look nice and greasy, too, on top
well,
of it.
Take a shower in the morning, hopefully.
Yeah, don't do that one. So also, it promotes weight loss.
How's that?
It preserves muscle mass and promotes ketosis, which is when your body starts burning fat for fuel as opposed to muscle for fuel. Because when you're losing weight, your body tries to eat muscle first because, you know, it's a better source of energy for your body. So it eats muscle.
So
before
if I was
it starts
fasting,
eating fat,
then I would want to get my calories for the day from coconut oil. So my body.
Well,
is
maybe not all of them, but some of them. Yeah.
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah. Why not? And with the actual coconut, the meat of the coconut, you don't want to waste that. That's cool looking.
Oh, that's great.
You can do an emergency blood transfusion.
Is that the liquid or the meat?
No, the liquid.
Oh yeah.
It is like the coconut milk is very similar to blood plasma.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can actually
water,
if you're stuck on a desert island and you have to happen to have a bunch of rubber tubes and some syringes.
Of course.
Because why island? Wouldn't you, right? You can make a makeshift transfusion on an emergency basis.
Yeah.
And you can shove whatever into someone's
coconut
arm.
Needle from the skin of the coconut.
Coconut needle.
I don't know. I'm reaching.
I don't know. You would have to have some equipment.
Yeah.
But let's say that there is no blood in a bag.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes there's no blood in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
And the nice thing is it goes with every blood type.
Yeah. It kind of just...
So let's say that you are losing a lot of blood in a third world country, and all they have is hoses and syringes where they are, and nobody is AB negative. You could grab a coconut, and you would not die.
No.
You wouldn't die.
High off where you're bleeding, and then put that in
But
there.
In terms of food, since it's a food show, not a blood show.
Not a blood show.
That's next month. When we do the all blood episode of Food Fight,
I think you're teasing me. I got a look at it.
And so you can take the whole whole open coconut to serve as a cup.
Yes.
Use it as a cup at tiki parties. Use the coconut milk inside and add it to your cocktail. All it needs is an umbrella. You can make peanut butter balls and roll them around in coconut. That's delicious. Mm-hmm. You can put some chunks of coconut meat into a soup or a curry that already has some coconut milk in it. Just makes it even better. You can stir into some steamed sweet sticky rice with sugar. Super tasty, especially with sliced mango on top. You can put it in any rice side dish that you're making. Add some lemongrass and slivered almonds and a touch of turmeric for a beautiful yellow color. That is a really good side dish.
Yeah, and that's coconut milk, which is the coconut water and the coconut meat blended together as opposed to coconut.
You can also use some coconut milk to steam rice in.
Well, yeah, is that coconut water or coconut milk?
Well, it's coconut water.
Coconut water.
But you can use coconut milk. I mean, you can get it in a can, you pour it a little bit in there. You know how you use water to cook rice?
Yeah, exactly.
You can substitute some of that water for things that will impart flavor, like chicken broth or coconut milk or coconut water. You know, anything really that is a watery liquid that tastes good,
yes,
you can put it in there, and then that good taste will wind up in your rice. You can make my favorite kind of pie, which is coconut cream pie.
Mm.
Then when you're done with that, bring it to me here at the station. That'd be nice if one of you people would give back sometimes. What, we give you all these great tips and useful information on health and nutrition and food and stuff, and you can't even bother to make us one measly, lousy pie? You people are so stingy. You can also roll shrimp in it and pan fry it in what else? Coconut oil. Very coconutty. Make sure to put a bit of horseradish in there. That's tasty. What else do you like to do with coconut? You're a vegan
coconut
family.
Beanies.
You probably use it all the time.
Coconut bikini tops. That's very, very...
I use coconut bikini tops?
I don't use them, but I enjoy them when other people use them.
Okay, that's good.
That's good.
Your family is vegan, though.
But So we use coconut milk, which is like the meat and the water blended together for anything that might need cream. So if we're making, like, let's say a tomato bisque or any... potato bisque or a thick soup, we use the coconut cream to thicken that up as opposed to a heavy cream. It works exactly the same.
That sounds really, really good.
Yeah.
Tomato really soup great. With coconut milk in it.
Yeah. It has a nice popping taste to it. Throw some oranges in there and it gives a little bite to it. And that is a big hit at any party. People are like, oh, what's your secret ingredient? I'm like, coconut.
And
coconut.
<it's> funny. Your Thanksgivica type things is you can take, you know how normally you use like milk or butter to in like a mashed potato or a mashed sweet potato.
Oh yeah, I always use either coconut oil or coconut milk.
Yeah, you can use the coconut oil, the coconut milk, the cream of coconut, because those things, especially the sweet potato or a mashed yam, tends to be sweeter.
Yeah, then the coconut flavor falls in and it just has more.
Yeah, like
depth.
That cream of coconut stuff that you usually put in cocktails.
Yeah,
you can put that in mashed sweet potatoes and mashed yams, any type of mashed root vegetable.
Yeah.
Doesn't go quite as well in a mashed potato.
Well, potatoes are kind of bland. I mean, you need something else for flavor. Potatoes are just kind of like
fluff. Yeah, I don't want sweet mashed potatoes. I want buttery,
you want roasted garlic, radishy,
lots of garlic, something savory.
Yeah.
You know, something tangy, something
but
pungent.
Sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes, yams, turnips.
Yeah.
Rutabagas.
We do a root thing. Sometimes we do a sweet potatoes and chioga beets because they're light in color. And they're very sweet. And we mix those together with the coconut oil, and it's really nice.
What People about mashed always... carrots?
Mashed carrots?
All you got to do is cook out the extra liquid. I mean, they retain a lot of liquid. But as you're mashing them in a warm pan.
Yeah.
And then that extra liquid will slowly evaporate, and then you get a thicker and thicker mash as you go. You can use coconut oil in that, too. So carrot with coconut oil. Ooh, that'd be so tasty.
That'd be great.
Really, really delicious. I got to make some of that. When we come back from this short commercial break, we'll be reviewing a restaurant that serves the best sandwiches made from giant ocean insects. Mm. Best one of these places you can find in the city, because that's what lobsters are, right?
No, of course.
There's the scorpions of the sea. Crabs are the spiders, and shrimp are like those disgusting little silverfish. People are fine eating huge prehistoric ocean roaches, but try to offer them a new flavor of Twinkie, and they freak out. Weird. Food Fight Radio will be right back.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine In Tonight simplify your life. One meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineintonight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Pizza, wings, pasta, subs, and salads. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Do you want to save money on your electric bill? PowerSavingsToday.com has amazing small plug-in units you strategically place in your home. These amazing units automatically capture unused electricity and recycle it for your benefit. Amazing technology! Visit PowerSavingsToday.com to learn how you can immediately begin saving money by recycling unused electricity back into your home. PowerSavingsToday.com. That's PowerSavingsToday.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Folks, to Food Fight Radio, and I'm your host, Claire Katz. You know, any day when you have to ask, do I have lobster stuck in my teeth, is a good day, you know? And for me, that day was when I ate at Bite of Boston in beautiful La Jolla here in San Diego. They have locations in Boston, as you might assume, but they're also open in 3 locations here. I've never eaten there before, but one day I found myself standing in front of a poster with a large photo of a lobster sandwich, and after that I got a bit blurry. This place is so cute with its little wood tables and abbreviated menu and giant pots of soup. I just want to pat the place on the head and say, aw. They do normal sandwiches. They call them submarines and stuff, but what really drew me in was their seafood. Their pride and joy is the lobster roll. A tasty, fresh-baked hot dog bun filled with huge, succulent chunks of steamed Maine lobster. And I'm not talking about that mayonnaise-clogged salad of little canned bits. I'm talking meaty chunks of imported lobster flesh, whole claw pieces, and big old hunks of sweet tail. A touch of lemon juice and a dollop of mayo bind the lobster together in a dreamy, spoonable thing. They have a regular and a large, but take my word for it, you want to order the large, or two. Because you can't stop eating this sandwich. And since they have to cook all those lobsters, they have all those leftover shells. Well, that's not trash, as any real foodie knows. That's an ingredient for a true and authentic lobster bisque. Now, your host has eaten lobster bisque at some of the most expensive restaurants in the country and been disappointed by some of the most prestigious chefs. So I feel confident in telling you that this is by far the best lobster bisque in San Diego. Maybe in California, possibly on the West Coast. Rich and creamy, sure. That's to be expected, but these guys actually do it right. They char the leftover shells to get that wonderful smoky, briny crustacean flavor in there. Then they add the tamale for the rich, savory twang that no great bisque can be without. They put in the two secret ingredients, and you've got a world-class bisque. Those secret ingredients are saffron and vanilla. Real vanilla. There's a hint of red dancing on the surface of the soup, and the whole thing sends up a delightful wisp of long-simmered sherry. It's hot, rich, complex, soul-warming stuff. Of course, they also have some of my other favorites, which I couldn't get since I was entirely too full of lobster. Also another thing that, if you need to say it, then you are still, you're having a good day. The staff is courteous and fun. The seating is close and intimate, and on a fair day, you can almost see a rainbow forming overhead. Maybe that was just me. They also carry the tasty cakes that inspired a Seinfeld episode, and jars of marshmallow fluff, which you can buy and take home to make the world's most beloved maternity sandwich. This place also tickles the armchair traveler in me, because of course, I can satisfy my East Coast lobster roll craving without having to get drunk enough to board a plane, which, for those who know me, is too drunk. So for now, we get to enjoy the succulent East Coast food without having to endure the sucky East Coast people. I predict Boston's will do well here. For what goes better with sand and surf than seafood in a sandwich? You can see photos of our crustacean craziness at foodfightradio.com.
And now for your moment of clarification.
Folks, of all the epiphanous moments in an adult's life, at the very top of the most poignant is the day you realize that you're not freaked out by scary movies anymore. It's not that the movies are getting less scary or anything, it's just that they affect you differently. And the reason is your kids. Once you have kids, those horror movies don't even come close. There's no heavy breather on the phone or masked psycho lurking in the darkness that can possibly compare to your kids burning up with fever in the middle of the night. I've taken no shadowy figure in the backyard can horrify you as much as that moment when you realize your kid's about to puke in the car. You give me a chest-bursting alien? Ha! I give you a belly-bursting C-section, except what came out of you sticks around to make you suffer. I mean, I love my kids, but if I have to watch my kid climb the house one more time, then you'll really see me freaked out. A kidnapper with a torture dungeon? Please. I've seen scarier things in a jar of baby food. The blob? I've seen meaner stuff in a diaper. As a kid, you can get desensitized by video games and cop shows. As a teenager, you learn that if you're drunk in the woods and you're popular, then you're going to get chopped to pieces. That's nothing. Your real education in terror begins when a 50-hour work week collides with a newborn that bites and thinks you're funny when you're tired. Flesh-eating zombies couldn't scare you as much as a 102-degree fever. One little bug bite can frighten you more than any vindictive ghost. I've confronted a diaper rash that would make you laugh in death's face. You give me Freddy Krueger? I give you having to use a rectal thermometer. You give me Jason? I give you Jenny McCarthy giving parental advice. And that, folks, is about the scariest thing in the world. Tune in next week for Give a Hoot, Don't Balut, an intimate look into the cruelest cuisine in the world. It's not foie gras. The best and healthiest salts and when not to blow your cash on weird sea salt and things. And a special segment on Hungary, where there's more Olgas per capita than anywhere on Earth, and every front yard is filled with chubby old ladies with large pendulous breasts jumping up and down in a cauldron of meat. That's all next week on your favorite food show. This is Claire Katz reminding you that we live in a society where pizza can get to your house before the police can.
Have you heard the news? Bad things come in twos. About the little things every single day. Things get in my way. Someone has to pay for the little things.
Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by Fran Vest International, Inc.